Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. This is part two of the supplement series podcast, where you can go and listen to the previous episode if you want to find the other supplements recommended outside of what we'll discuss today. So the first supplement or two supplements that we will discuss today is magnesium and zinc. And these are two supplements grouped together here simply because they are most commonly found in ZMA supplements, which also contain vitamin B6. Surprisingly though, since this doesn't seem to have much of an effect. But magnesium and zinc can be taken as separate supplements, which is generally a better approach for sourcing quality versions of the quantities of these supplements that you want. Athletes in particular are often deficient in magnesium and zinc, and bringing levels back up has a combination of effects, including enhanced insulin sensitivity, increased testosterone levels, improved mood, better exercise performance, better sleep, and many other benefits. ZMA supplements are an easy way of getting both zinc and magnesium in sufficient dosage all in one sup, but these can be supplemented separately also. Athletes tend to be lower in magnesium and zinc when compared to average populations, as intense training and sweating can deplete levels in the body. It's recommended for those who are training at a high level and or those who have some other reason to consider themselves at risk of deficiency. Most ZMA supplements contain the recommended supplemental amounts of each in a serving, which is about 10 to 50 milligrams for zinc and about 200 to 400 milligrams for magnesium. And magnesium glycinate is a form of magnesium with high bioavailability, so it is generally the one most recommended. Zinc supplementation at the onset of a cold has also been shown to decrease the duration of symptoms, and magnesium supplementation directly before sleep has been shown to improve sleep quality. The next supplement is vitamin C, which is involved in the immune system as well as in the regeneration of connective tissue, and it is also an antioxidant. Supplementation has been shown to decrease the likelihood of getting a cold, for example, as well as the duration of an already present cold. It is generally quite easy to get the recommended amounts of vitamin C through diet by consuming plenty of fruits and vegetables like oranges, peppers, and greens. For this reason, most people probably don't need to regularly supplement with vitamin C, but it might be worth supplementing with up to 2000 milligrams spread throughout the day if you feel a cold coming on or if you already have one, in an attempt to decrease the length and severity of it. It can also be worth supplementing at times when you would be at greater risk of getting a cold, like during winter and or during a tough training cycle. The next supplement is multivitamins, and these contain many of the recommended daily intakes of various vitamins and minerals. With a healthy, varied diet, we can get most of these without the need to suffer. For athletes with particularly high intakes of foods, the ability to hit these recommended intakes can be increased. However, there is also an argument that athletes need more due to the demand that they are placing on the body. We see this with the depletion of magnesium and zinc stores, for example. Multivitamin is by no means essential, but can be a relatively inexpensive means of covering off any potential deficiency within the diet. However, taking a multivitamin should never be used as a reason not to maintain a diet filled with a wide variety of healthful foods. For those who are in a weight loss phase and are therefore likely decreasing the amount of food that they're eating, it could also be worth supplementing with a multivitamin, particularly if training load remains high. Another case for supplementation would be those who have identified various potential deficiencies in vitamins and minerals that can be rectified through a multivitamin without the need to buy various vitamin and mineral supplements separately. There is a wide range of options when it comes to buying multivitamins, but opting for trusted brands and choosing an option that suits your budget towards the higher end if possible is recommended. The next supplement is beta-alanine, which increases the body's ability to buffer acid buildup in the muscles, particularly in activities that involve repeated bouts of intense activity lasting 60 to 240 seconds. For athletes, this can mean delaying the time it takes to what is commonly referred to as lactic acid buildup to occur in the muscles, meaning better performance in training sessions that involve that type of training. This can also potentially help us to get out more reps in the gym, leading to greater strength and muscle gains. Beta-alanine is potentially useful for those who have already optimized their overall diet and are training extremely hard and have the budget to experiment with an additional supplement. The benefits of beta-alanine supplementation occur only after a period of consistent use over weeks, so it is not necessary to take it directly before a workout or training session. Supplementation with beta-alanine can lead to a tingling feeling in the skin, which is thought to be harmless, but can be avoided by spreading out the dosage throughout the day, which may also be a more optimal intake in terms of the benefits. Then the recommended dosage for beta-alanine is 2 to 5 grams per day. The next supplement is a supplement known as citrulline malate, which increases the L-arginine levels in the blood, which increases nitric oxide production, which has the effect of increasing vasodilation or the opening of blood vessels and therefore increasing overall blood flow. This potentially improves the body's ability to get oxygen, glucose and other key nutrients to the working muscles, whilst also allowing for an improved ability to remove so-called waste products from the muscles. It is beneficial in terms of reducing fatigue, possibly due to its ability to increase the body's ability to replenish energy substrates, mainly glucose and phosphocreatine. All that is a long way of saying that it increases blood flow, helping the flow of nutrients and energy to the working muscles. This is a supplement worth considering for those who have already got the rest of their diet on point and are looking for something that might bring a small percentage of benefit if the budget allows for it. It is only likely to show benefit in those who are training very hard and often reaching a point of muscular fatigue. It is also worth noting that the research is slightly mixed, with some research showing lesser effects than others, so it may be worth experimenting with for yourself. The recommended dose is 6 to 8 grams around an hour before training sessions and or matches slash races. Beetroot juice is the next supplement, where 500 milligrams of nitrates, about 500 milligrams of beetroot juice or 1 to 2 concentrated beetroot shots, has been shown to increase exercise performance in both running and cycling time trials, as well as increasing the time to exhaustion. This may have some carryover to athletic performance, with both fatigue and time to exhaustion being important. This effect is mostly due to the increase in nitric oxide production in the body, leading to increased blood flow and therefore increased ability to provide nutrients and energy to the working muscles. High nitrate foods like beetroot can be a beneficial addition to your overall diet, so if you enjoy the taste, add them in. Supplementing with them prior to training sessions, matches, workouts, etc. could have a slight performance benefit in terms of reducing fatigue. So for those who already have the rest of their diet nailed down, supplementing with beetroot juice prior to training, matches, workouts, races, etc. could have a slight performance benefit in terms of reducing fatigue. So for those who already have the rest of their diet nailed down and have the budget for it, it could be worth experimenting with. The recommended dose of about 500 milligrams of nitrates 2 to 3 hours prior to exercise can be provided by 500 milliliters of beetroot juice, 500 grams of whole cooked beetroot, or 1 to 2 shots of concentrated beetroot juice. The final supplement that we're going to talk about is collagen hydrolysate or gelatin. And recent research suggests that consuming gelatin, which is coincidentally the main ingredient used in making jelly, also known as collagen hydrolysate, can help with the recovery of joint injuries. Given the high amount of joint injuries seen in athletes, this can be a useful supplement to have in mind to use when needed. Gelatin or collagen hydrolysate provides amino acids necessary for the synthesis of new joint tissue. Given the shortage of blood flow through joint tissue in general, it can be useful to supplement with this shortly before rehab and or training sessions where the target joint is going to be used, in order to give the amino acids the best chance of being transported to the recovering area due to the increased blood flow. Although this is a relatively new field of research, those who have joint injuries or general issues with their joints should consider supplementing. Note also that whilst this product will technically provide protein, it shouldn't be seen as a replacement for protein within the diet, since the amino acid profile is not similar to that protein, which contributes significantly to muscle gain slash muscle recovery. A 10 to 15 gram dose around an hour before an exercise session involving the injured joint has been shown to be effective. Some vitamin C is required along with gelatin or collagen hydrolysate for joint tissue synthesis. So it is recommended to consume either some fruit juice and or a multivitamin / vitamin C supplement along with it. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.